DC. We're back. A little bit of a hiatus. I think it's over 6 weeks or something. You know, a lot going on. I thought we'd be doing a podcast in the delivery room, but that was an experience. That was a lot.
Would have been there.
I know you were. You were waiting by the phone.
I'm
you
an
were
old
waiting
pro at that
for,
stuff.
For the call. So we had baby come. Everything was good, healthy. A whole new outlook on parenting, like that just took everything out of me. Like, here I am recovering. Here we are. Like I said, we were on hiatus. The studio, our studio here, got a nice little makeover. It was under construction there. So
it's beautiful.
It turned out amazing. So shout out to our boy Cal at Rock Solid Pools and Concrete. The boys did an amazing job. So,
you know, if they ever get radio with pictures, we could show pictures
show
of
these,
where we are.
YouTube.
Here.
We got to get a YouTube channel going next year. Maybe we'll put that in the budget, because the budget we steered towards upgrading and updating the studio. But we got a sick new pad, and it's a nice layout. So more room for our studio audience.
That's right. We get 100 guys here. Huh. And girls.
Yeah, exactly. I had to make way for the baby. So, welcome back. Oh, there's that sound. Let me join you.
Yep.
I got to tell you. I got to tell you, being a dad, you look forward to this. You know what? True story. I was so exhausted through the whole experience. I couldn't wait to go home and have a beer or whatever that weekend. Have a drink. And you know what? The first weekend, I didn't have any. I couldn't. I just had nothing there. I was just in survival mode, and we were fighting to get whatever sleep we could. Our dear angel, she put us through the ringer. But week by week, everything's been getting better and better, and we've been adapting. It's been getting easier. So everything is good.
That's how it works, man.
Yeah, they're surviving on us to survive. I guess they're leaning on us. So, we'll give the studio or the audience out there. Sorry, everyone. We gave birth to a beautiful baby girl, Adeline May. She was born August 14th, 8 pounds, 4 ounces, 21 and a quarter inches. So she was, she's a long, slender baby. She looks like me.
I can attest to that.
Yeah,
you better looking though.
I say she definitely got the looks. I'll take that. She got the way better looks. So everyone says she looks like her dad, but she's got her mom's beauty on the inside.
You were going through some numbers there, you know. But what about the big number? The 30 plus.
Oh, the labor we were just discussing before coming on air here, given the real MVP of the whole process, my wife Britt. She went through a 36-hour labor, and let me tell you, good thing this one's a cutie. She was worth it, but she didn't want to come out. She was happy where she was. She was
cozy. Both champs.
Oh yeah, she's like, I don't want to leave. I'm good here. There she is. Addie's out there with her mom on the new studio floor.
I was always jealous of those onesies.
Oh man, they look comfy.
Oh yeah, wow.
What a life, eh? You get rocked to sleep, fed whenever you want. The life of a baby. But so thanks to Britt and Adeline. We love you. This one's for you. So yeah, we dedicated this episode back to school, back to work, you know, getting back just to everything, trying to figure everything out. So yeah, the labor, it was tough, and the whole being a parent thing. Thank you to all our friends and family. I got to say, we are truly blessed, lucky. We got a good group of friends out there, some family. We just got so much food dropped off, like unreal. The freezer's full. The freezer's still full. I think we got food till Christmas. Like, we don't got to worry about a thing. Like, we got so much food. Everyone took care of us, and it helped tremendously, because we had just no energy.
Well, you know, there's an old saying, and I don't think it will ever get worn out, but it takes a village.
It right? certainly does.
And that's where your friends, your family, and
neighbors even. We had neighbors come and drop us off some, you know, gift cards and all that. Ask if you need anything, let us know. And truly, it was, especially after that experience we went through, like I said, a 36-hour labor there for Britt. And, you know, I was on standby with her the whole time, hanging in there, doing the best I could to give her all the support. And we barely slept. I think we only got 3 hours between the first night there. Addie came 9:11 p.m. the following day. So it was a late one. And we didn't get checked into our postpartum room till 1:30 the next morning after, you know, we got all cleaned up and moved.
Yeah. Yep.
But I felt like we should, when we got there, I'm like, are we checking in? Like, do I need a rewards program? Because we were there for 3 nights. We got to know all the staff and everything. I'm like, oh, I should probably start collecting points.
You went through a bunch of shifts.
Oh, we did. We had four different shifts of nurses out there. So shout out to the maternity ward at Blue Water Health, the Matt ward. You guys, you ladies did a tremendous job. We thank you, all the doctors, all the staff. Tremendous help. Amazing. What an experience that was, just to see it all. I got to tell you something. So we didn't know what we were having, boy or girl.
We never knew either when mine were coming.
It was the best surprise ever. But I had a feeling my hope was a girl. And so we got the girl. Thank you. And I had a feeling throughout the pregnancy it was a girl. I did waver. I did at one point switch. You know what? I'm probably going to be wrong. I'm not going to get what I want. It's going to be a boy. But then I flipped back. I'm like, nah, I really truly think it's a girl. And I stuck with it. And then, so funny story here. As the baby's coming, I take a view. I look in the danger zone, as you would call it. And I could see little baby's head trying to come on through, and it was stuck in the canal there. It was stuck. It wasn't budging. Like I said, she was not wanting to go anywhere. And I'll tell you, the moment I knew it was a girl is when I seen hair on the head. She had hair, and like her father, I don't have any hair. So I knew, it's got to be a girl because she's got hair. So hey, and there it was, right before our eyes. Our beautiful baby girl came out shortly after that. We were so happy to welcome her into the world.
Nice. Well, congratulations, man.
Thanks, buddy. Happy and happy to... We're happy to be back and, soak it all in and just share.
Well, the show is called Drinks at the Turn. Have you been able to get out and play around at all?
So it took a little bit. My very first round out as a dad, it was our last night in men's league. And like I said, I had no energy left. So I didn't even want to go, to be honest. I was so tired. I'm like, this is the last thing I want to do. I just got back to work. I just got back to work that day. Worked a whole 10-hour day. Next thing I know, I'm coming home. Quick lunch. Going to the golf course. I'm so tired. I got nothing. I'm like, there's a million other things I could do right now. Like, I'd rather be home in bed or hanging out with Adeline, you know, being a father and all. Holding this bundle of joy. So we got out, and we're playing our men's league round, and just a nonchalant Freddie Couples-like round. Just swing easy all the way through. Shot the best round of my life. 9 holes, even par. Like, who would have thought, right? Just first round as being a father, just shot even par, my best round there.
Nice. Had,
and I didn't think I would even be anywhere close to that, but I just, maybe it's because I just, again, I took the whole mental aspect out of it, and just... didn't think and was just swinging easy. That's how Freddie made a career out of it. So maybe I just gotta show up with a different attitude, kind of thing.
And, well, with
and
this
energy level,
this weather we've been having the last little while, just gorgeous.
It's still summer. Well, it technically is still summer.
We're past the middle of September, and they're talking about like mid-20s through next week.
Oh, it's crazy. Let me tell you about the grass. Like, the grass has been just toast, so I haven't had to cut the grass, which is, hey, I'll take that. But it's been crispy. I've been trying to water the lawn sporadically when I can just to keep it afloat.
I've passed the course a few times, and your home course, and the grass looked great.
Oh, yeah.
But I know they water like crazy.
They've got a good
But it looks beautiful.
That's good, yeah. And I've only been, so I haven't been in probably a few weeks now because, like I said, I only played that one round. I think I went out the fall that weekend after that, and that's been it. But it's been busy. She's been good. It's been I've been loving every minute of it. We're learning new things as a parent there, just figuring it all out what she needs. But week by week, I say to people, it gets better. Like week by week, she's getting better. We're getting better. We're learning. We're learning her nuances. How to You know, sleep's important, and you don't want to miss those sleep windows at all. And so, like I said, she's been finally sleeping during the day. She's been sleeping at night, which is, hey, we'll take that. She's been sleeping at night. Last night, we gave her a bath before bed, put her down 9 o'clock. She didn't get up till 4 a.m. Britt got up to get her, and she came back to bed. I'm like, what time is it? Thinking, you know, it's like been like 1 or 2 a.m. She's been getting up. She gets 4. I'm like, she slept that long. And that's good. But no, she's finally getting her sleep during the day. Her temperament's been good. But oh, she's a cutie. So you gotta just take it all in, and it's an experience. And even back to, you know, it takes a village with family and everything too. Getting back after three nights in the hospital of not sleeping, we were gassed. Like, we were just burnt out, Britt and I. Thank God her sister came down the day we got back just to give us a break. Like, she looked after her during the day. We slept all day. It's like we were on a night shift. We slept the whole day when we were able to take over at night and kind of figure out our night routine. The following day, her parents came over and they spilt us off again during the day. They let us sleep because we're just, again, surviving. But we've got it all figured out, and it's been getting better. And everyone just, they're using whatever excuse they can to sneak in a visit with Addie there.
For
so.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, everyone wants this. She's the star of the show.
Yep.
So we were, and so here we are, end of summer with this weather. Again, crazy as we're rounding, nearing the end of summer. This weekend is the official start of fall, end of summer, but this weather, it's been great. You know what's good about this weather? We don't have that humidity we've had all summer.
Oh, yeah.
We've got that dry heat, which is perfect. You
definitely.
Know, it's hot, nice, warm during the day, and here we are in the backyard. Sun's going down. It's cooling off nicely.
Yeah, I was going to say, these Adirondack chairs are solid.
Like, oh, yeah.
Comfy, man.
Hey, that summer vibes, right? Yeah. What's more, we're on a patio here. Like I said, the studio's under construction, so our normal setup here is kind of torn apart all in the corner of the yard, waiting to be reinstalled. That's this weekend's project.
All right.
Cal's got to come back and seal her up, and then he's got to send me the bill.
Yeah.
I can't enjoy it till I pay the man, right? So I feel guilty, so I gotta pay the piper. But we started the show, and you were getting back from Myrtle.
Yep.
And here we are in the summer, just ending our season, and you just got back from Myrtle again.
Yeah, and
how
it was hot. It was hot.
Oh.
I was down there just before Labor Day and until just past Labor Day. And it was like, never got past the mid-90s, but it was so thick.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow. But, you know, beers in the pool and the beach, just hanging around. And it was a good time. Great time down in Myrtle.
Yeah, keeps it cool, refreshing.
Yeah.
Family, you had the family down. They were down there. They had a good time.
They were down there, and I kind of butted in on their vacation just the last 3 days that they were down there. And then my other son, while I'm down there, he texts me and he says, "You mind if I come down for the weekend? I'm going to take a day off and I'll come down for a long weekend." So it was like the whole family was there.
Hey, that's perfect. And, you know, that's the nice thing about if you're fortunate enough to have a place, you know, family friend or just even family down south or wherever, you can kind of take those long weekend trips. Just, hey, you know what? I'm going to fly out on a Thursday night.
Oh,
take
sure.
Friday off, and I'll be back the Monday or the Tuesday.
And for us, for me to drive to the Detroit airport takes about, I don't know, let's say an hour, 25 minutes with traffic.
Yeah, through traffic, through Detroit.
You're in the air an hour and 20 minutes out of Detroit to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Like, it's just such an easy trip to do. You know, we used to drive it, and it's 14 hours.
It's a haul,
But that takes a couple of days out of your vacation, right?
Oh, yeah, the wind out of your sails, it takes you a day to...
Flying down's the best way to go.
Leg, yeah. Flying is the way to go. It's convenient.
And prices have come down. I flew Spirit. A lot of people slag Spirit, but I've never had a problem. Prices have come down, and even rental cars are down.
Well,
so, like, I rented a car because just in case it rains.
Yeah.
Like, the place where we stay, we have access to a golf cart.
Yeah.
And you can go anywhere except on the highways with a golf cart. You can get to the restaurants. You can get down to the pier, both piers, actually, Garden City and Surfside. And but I wanted to rent a car in case the weather, you know, fell in.
Or go into town to Myrtle itself.
Oh, yeah,
itself, right?
Down to Myrtle's Inlet.
Yeah.
Actually, we went up to North Myrtle. Really cool place up there called Barefoot Landing.
Yes.
And we'd been there before, but we actually found out that it backs on to the Intercoastal Waterway.
Yeah.
And there's all this stuff going on back there that we never even knew about.
Oh, unreal.
Oh, it was great. There's more restaurants back there. There was a stage with a live band. Had a probably about 200 people watching this band play. And we never even knew about this.
It's like an onion. You just keep peeling back the layers and you'll discover more. Now you got a whole other front opened up for the next time you're back down there.
Yep. Well, I've been going down there for 27 years, so I sort of know the place, but this was a big surprise. Had no idea. No idea whatsoever.
Barefoot Landing. I remember that place as a kid. You feed the gators?
Actually, 2 years ago, I think it was, when we went down with the family, we went to the gator farm. And they, they've got hundreds of alligators and other animals, too. It's sort of like a zoo. And, holy cow. Some of these things are huge, man.
That is unreal.
But they're just lying around.
Oh, like they don't care.
They're caged off, you know.
They're maintained. They're housed. But
At Barefoot Landing, the thing's built kind of like on a, I don't know what you'd call it, a pond, a big pond, let's say. There's alligators in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right in the middle there.
Oh, yeah.
Tourist attraction, but... hey, so that's awesome. A great
time.
Weather was good. Glad it was hot, but you were staying refreshed.
Hey,
you sent me a picture of beer poolside.
Heat. You go for the heat, man.
You go there to soak up the sun.
That's right.
And the refreshments. You're on vacation.
Well, the first year we went down there, 27 years ago, you could get a case of beer, and not a premium brand, say Natty Light or Bush Light or something like that. $11 a case. 24 beers for $11. That same case of beer now is like you go to the grocery store and it's always on sale. So $16 for 24 beers. It's ridiculous.
Oh, it's crazy. It's so nice down there. You could...
Liquor's about the same. Wine and beer are way cheaper than in Ontario.
Yeah.
But liquor is about the same and you're paying... Canadian exchange on it, so it's actually probably a little more expensive depending on what you're
down
drinking
there. Now Costco, I think Costco too, we usually down in Florida we'll hit up a Costco, but it's not like you're gonna get a 26 or something, you're getting the full 60 ounce. So you basically stock your shelf, and that's a tough one to go through for a week unless you know you've got other issues or you got a whole gang down there to split with. But go for the beers. And they got all sorts. They got so much selection down there.
Oh yeah,
beers, seltzers, they got everything.
Everything, but oddly enough, in Myrtle Beach, and I know some other states are like this. I'm not an experienced traveler by any means, but in South Carolina, they've got the three dot stores. Three red dots.
Yeah.
And that's where you buy liquor. Wine and beer is in grocery stores. And liquor is in these red dot stores. They call them package stores. And they're independently owned. They're like plaza. Any strip plaza, you're going to find one of these liquor stores. You go in there, and they got everything. Just everything. But you can't buy beer there, and you can't buy wine there. Because the grocery stores and the...
they've got them...
The mini marts have that stuff.
Yeah, and that's where they make their money. So, hey, welcome. Glad to have you back. And then you brought some of that nice... Well, it's hurricane season too, right? So we kind of get the off spurts of all that.
We totally missed it because nothing happened while we were down there.
Awesome, awesome. But I don't know if that's why we're getting this heat wave or it's just El Nino pushing a front that's up our way. We'll take it. It's been nice. Yep. I went to the beach last week. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's so awesome. So I know, you know, back to school here. Kids are getting back to school. I'm back to work. We kind of, you know, you'd expect to get into fall. I'm more of a fall guy. I do look forward to fall. You know, guilty pleasure here. Pumpkin spice latte. I'm good for a PSL. So I know all the white girls out there, they're getting ready for their pumpkin spice season. While I'm right there with you. And hey, I can't wait for that weather.
It's been out for weeks now.
I know, it's crazy. They got Christmas decorations.
I know.
It's unreal. So, yeah, back to school. I think let's take a short little break. When we come back, we're going to catch up on all the kids back to school and I guess what's upcoming for the fall and for us and just how we've been. So we'll take a break, a little drink break. You two go, change the laundry, do what you got to do. Change a diaper if you got to. I'll go check on the baby. So we'll see you in a few. All right, we're back. Thanks for taking a pause with us there. Can confirm, Addy is clean. No damage there. There was no dirty diaper. We were able to reload the cooler, so hopefully you guys all did. And with reloading the cooler comes that sound again. Hey, there's another
and
drink
I'm,
at the turn.
I'm the recipient of some of the bounty from the harvest here.
Oh, the garden tomatoes.
Oh, wow.
I tell you, we couldn't keep up this year. We've got so much tomatoes. Tomatoes and tomato sauces in the freezer there. We couldn't make enough sauce.
These are beauties.
Oh, they turned out really good.
Yep.
We had The weather, again, just amazing at how hot it was and consistently.
Well, and we had an early start because it got warm fast in the spring.
And all that water, too, helped really enrich the soil, too. Yep. So we had a good harvest this year. So you take those tomatoes home and put them in a salad, or they were delicious. I'm not a tomato eater myself raw, but I'll eat a lot of tomato sauce. We even made a tomato soup. Back Labor Day, we had that cooler weather. So Britt made a pot of tomato soup. It was delicious. Speaking of which, when we had that cold front, I heard a lot of people close up their pools there.
Oh, yeah, my neighbor did.
Yeah, like they just, it was cool. It cooled down there. I go, well, there's the end of summer, but I guess they're kicking themselves now after this hot spell we've been having. But.
Well, the nice thing is, you know, like if you've got a deck around your pool, you can still use it. You can still be out there.
Yeah.
You know.
Chill.
Sure.
Hanging out on the studio. No, if it was up to Cal again, rock solid there. He'd really be pushing for us to put a pool. And he's like, hey, well, we're back here, you know, you want us to dig up a pool. But I said, well, where's the putting green going to go? He says, hey, we'll make room for that. So they'll make anything. They'll make your dreams a reality.
Cal, I'm sure you know, but he does have room.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. There's enough room in here. We got things are good. Well, as you can see, my project two last weekend was building the shed. We got a new shed pad there.
That's a beaut.
Yeah, it's 9x7, turned out good. A lot of storage for the garage. Now, you know, Brett will have the garage for the winter with the baby. You got to baby-proof the garage and make sure she's all enclosed and warm, so that's good.
Give it a couple of years, that shed will be too small, because you'll put so much stuff in there.
Oh, I know. All her, you know, she'll have a bike. She'll have all her toys in there. Oh, it'll be...
And all your garden equipment and your, you know, it's unbelievable how you think you've got a ton of space and how fast it shrinks.
It's already the house, like it's Addie's house, so we got all our, you know, all our little mats and bouncers and swings in there. But it's a joy. We love it. No complaints. Soon as I know it, I'll be blinking and she'll be going to school.
Yeah.
You know, all the kids back to school there.
Well, I said to Britt, don't blink, because then they'll be like my kids, 30, 35, 37 years old, right?
Unbelievable.
In no time at all.
I know. I just want to take it all in. She's so little. I hold her in my arms, and I'm just like, I don't take that for granted one bit. Just, it's precious. I cherish all those moments. I do as much as I can in the evening when I'm home from work to help out and just get any quality time I can. So, school started. You know, the kids are a couple weeks in here. Hopefully everyone's safe out there. Cheers.
My grandkids were excited to go back.
Hey, well, they're friends. They want to see the older
friends.
That's
what, we were talking. They finished up their summer sports. The young fella plays baseball, and my granddaughter was in soccer this year. And when it started to wind down and school was, you know, coming, I just said to them, hey, all your friends that you didn't see all summer long. They see a few of them, play dates and stuff like that. But you're going to see all your friends. So what happens? The first day of school, my daughter-in-law sends me pictures of the kids palling around with their friends that they hadn't seen all summer.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Big smiles on their faces.
Yeah, it's crazy. We had our niece over. She was visiting Adeline. And I said, Ryan, how you like in school? They switched schools, so she's in senior kindergarten. She's like, good. And then I said, what's your favorite thing to do, or what's your favorite part? To play.
Yeah.
You know, senior kindergarten, that's all they do is probably play. So that's no doubt there. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to take all this, cherish all these memories, because, I'll blink and she'll be growing up in front of my eyes and she'll be off to school.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it right now. It's crazy. You know,
and daycare is kind of like going to school.
Yeah.
So that's in there. And then junior K comes up and senior K. And
it just
before
happens.
You know it, they're in grade four, you know.
Okay. And my then grandson, I'm walking her down the aisle.
Holy cow.
I can't believe that. That's, it happens sooner than, like you said.
That's why I said, don't blink, man.
I'll try not to. I'll sleep with my eyes, one eye open at all times. Home by nine every night.
And get to know a couple of guys on the force so you can get police checks on boyfriends.
Hey, that's a good idea. Sarnia Police, SPS, shout out to you. I'll be coming for a spot check there, so do what you can to help me out. So, no, speaking of school, so I got to tell you, you know me enough that, you know, I'm a bit of a jester and a jokester there. So we've got a viewer that reached out to me when the show kicked off back in the summer. My buddy Ray there, he's out in the West Coast, out in Vancouver. So he's like, oh, you gotta tell the story of this one time. We were in accounting class together, grade 11 accounting or something. We had this teacher that, you know, she wasn't too keen on us, and we weren't too keen on her, but hey, it is what it is at school.
Mutual admiration society.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right? So shout out to Ray out in Vancouver there. So I'm going to give him a little story here, a little going down memory lane back in high school. So yeah, we're in this accounting class, and we've got this like showcase in the classroom, that like a display unit kind of thing. Like there was this closet door that went out to the hallway, and you could put things on display or whatever, you know, like banners and trophies or whatever, decorate for the seasonal Halloween. So there was this little room there, just kitty corner off of our classroom. So we were doing some sort of assignment or something, and we're chilling there. Well, the teacher's got like a board game, Monopoly, right? Because we're in accounting class. So she's got a Monopoly game in the classroom. So him and I take it upon ourselves. We go and grab the Monopoly. I think it was like a Pokemon Monopoly or something like that, something crazy like that. So we take the game. We sneak over to this little nook in the classroom, and here we are off into the hallway, and we get a desk set up in there. And we bust out Monopoly, and we're in there for an hour, just playing Monopoly in the middle of class, and she doesn't know where we are. She finally pokes in or something, and not too impressed with how we were doing, but hey, we snuck off. We got a game of Monopoly going. Unfortunately, we couldn't save the game and come back the next day to finish. She made us pack it up.
Oh, man.
So, what can you do? So all those kids out there, hopefully you're paying attention. Respect your teachers.
Yeah, you
nice.
Kids, stay in school.
Yeah, stay in school. That's right. Addie, stay in school. Don't be like your father. Smarten up. Be like your mother. Pay attention. You'll become something one day.
I tried everything, man, and didn't finish anything.
Thanks.
Yay. I went to university for 1 year, college for a year and a half, but I got a gig, so I mean,
it all worked.
That's what it was about.
And you know what? So. Life just works out that way.
Sure.
You know, not everyone's got a path. Like you think you pack, and it's crazy in high school. It's like you think you got to just know what you're going to do for the rest of your life, but really you don't. Because I can attest to this too. I went away to college after high school. And I got halfway through my program, and I just said to myself, you know what? This isn't for me. And I went another route. I got into construction, currently working as a construction supervisor. Everything's just working out. It's been over 12 years, going on to 13. Can't believe how fast time goes there.
Oh, man.
And it's just like, couldn't be happy. I got a good career. The people I work with love, you know, being in town here. Everything's working out. So, kids, don't worry. Everything will work out. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yeah. Oh, right? Yeah.
So just enjoy the ride. Enjoy school. Take it all in. Enjoy the memories and moments with your friends, because it doesn't last long, and it'll be over just as soon as you know it. Almost like you know, the show here. We're coming to an end of a season. We'll be wrapping up, and this, you know, could be our last episode. I'm going to be super busy with work, so I don't even know if we'll get another episode in around Thanksgiving or not, but this could be the finale.
I think that would be a cool idea, though.
What's
Canadian
that?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be.
You
so
know,
we'll
maybe,
try. Maybe, I'll be around.
Yeah,
I'm hoping to be around.
I'll be around. Would,
hey, family, right?
Get the,
get a, you know, the going in the smoker.
Closing thoughts on the golf season. And,
hey,
and,
I like that. That's a good idea. Well, so
see what we can
I
do.
I like it. Okay, so we're going to give you guys out there one last closing episode, Canadian Thanksgiving. And stay tuned, too, in the off season, because we might have a special episode coming. The boys have a special get-together that we do. But you stay tuned, and we'll announce it. So keep following our Instagram page there, Drinks at the Turn, h.dc, Drinks at the Turn. So yeah, I'd say overall, how do you think we did?
The show?
Yeah.
It's a riot.
Oh, it was.
You know,
was,
the best one was the live audience we had.
Oh, yeah, that was
member guest.
Member guest, Eve.
That was great, because we had some interviews. And
that was amazing. And I think only from there we'll grow it, where we get, you know, we'll do it more. We were doing it during the week, you know. We'd squeeze it in on a Thursday, so it'd be out on the weekend there. You know, maybe a Friday night or a Saturday afternoon. We got a few of the fellas over, and yeah, we just have a good time and invite more more guests on the show. You know, hopefully the show will spread its wings and grow, and you know, people will be begging us to come on the show.
The thing that got me when we did that live one, you know, you and I were, you know, we're chatting away, doing the topics, and the guys were, you had some tables set up, and the guys were just sitting around having a beverage, and I couldn't believe that they thought it was so cool.
Oh yeah,
the
simplest things. Here we are, we're just hanging out, chatting, and
yeah,
they were a part of it.
Well, when we started, I remember you and I were talking, and I said, you know, we're just talking. We're just chatting away, right?
And I learned a lot from you. You were my mentor throughout this whole thing, you know. I learned from the best. The first show, I will admit, I was nervous, tense. And then, you know, the second show calmed down a little bit, settled in. And then once we got that live from, and we kind of simplified everything, KISS, keep it simple, stupid,
that's right.
Right?
Yep.
Just, we're hanging out, we're chatting, we're just talking about life. Catching up. We're just out here catching up on the back patio. And, I'd say a pretty good, solid effort. And,
you know, at the end of it all, what is it really all about?
Yeah, the drinks, an excuse to drink. And like I said, I've been looking for a drinking buddy because the times are tough. Actually, another quick little side note here. Let me get into a little story. So a couple weeks ago, Britt and I, Addie just turned a month on Saturday. So the week prior to that, she would have been just over 3 weeks, and we said, "Oh, we're gonna have a little date."
Actually, Britt told me 5 weeks today.
That is very true. Five weeks today. So, we tried to have a Friday night date night. We're gonna get her to bed. We ordered in, have a bottle of wine, and just hang out and finally catch up. Addie had other ideas. She was asleep the whole day. As soon as we got the food, cracked the wine, she was awake and screaming and crying, and she wanted to be the center of attention. We didn't eat till like, I think, 8:30. We finally got her to bed. We had half a glass of wine. We had to pour it back in the bottle and postpone it. It was a long weekend, so, you know, we drank it through over the course of the weekend, but a sip here and a sip there, it was tough. But hey, it's all about the experience and the stories, and that's what it's all about. And
yep,
just sharing with you guys what it is we're going through. So this week's Drink at the Turn, we'll hit our feature. I decided to go with a White Russian. So a White Russian, you know, it's made.
Hey, we're getting classy.
Hey, we got some skim milk, not breast milk. I can assure you that. Let me check the cooler that I didn't grab. You know, one of Addie's breast milk bottles, but we got some milk. I believe there's some vodka in there, and coffee liqueur. So I looked it up. So this one's actually, I got the mixer here. So let me get us a little bit of ice here in our glasses. Like you said, classy it up here. So beverage. Now I don't have the patio table to kind of help. So I'm kind of freewheeling it here. Oh, they're losing ice cubes. Bear with me.
Well, you are supposed to keep the new concrete damp.
Yes. That cow would keep the bird poop off. So, Cal, I'm trying. I'm doing whatever I can, but I got some bad news to you. I'll call you tomorrow and catch up. We got a little spot that I've been trying to scrub out of here, but what can you do? Birds. There's too many of them. Captain Sully, eh? That's what they had, a bird strike. How the irony, how everything goes full circle. All right. So let me grab
that. That's who we dedicated the first podcast.
Pilot episode.
That's right.
Yeah,
the pilot episode.
They had bird trouble. So we got birds on the patio. Captain Sully's got a bird strike. We're mixing White Russians here. So here I got. So I've got filled our glasses with ice. So I've got our mixing glass. So let's go two parts vodka here. Let's grab some Kahlua. We got the coffee liqueur. Two parts coffee liqueur. Ooh, just smell that. I think we had this from making espresso martinis last winter. They were good. That's you ever had an espresso martini?
Yes, I have.
Oh, they are good. Bit more vodka for the Russians. Sorry, Putin, don't come after us. And like I said, skim milk. Can confirm, from the carton.
I'm looking right at it. It is a carton of skim milk.
But Britt could have pumped into there. No, I'm just kidding. She's got pumped into.
Did we check the best before date on that?
October 21st. Oh, we're good.
We're good.
We must have just got this. Ooh, yeah. Okay. Maybe I was supposed to put the ice in. You know what I'm going to do? Put a little more ice in. I think that's how I'm supposed to mix it with the ice. Now, I'm no mixologist.
Well, you look like one.
I look the part. Doesn't mean I am one. So here we go. Oh, you get that rattle. People at home really get to hear that sound. All right, nice and, mixed up. Flip it upside down, right way up. And then, I don't know, you do the fancy pour.
Well, you're a pro, man.
I'm trying. I just looked the part, Halloween and all. Oh, there we go, DC.
Oh, yeah. That looked good.
I hope so.
Wow.
There you go, buddy. Where's
We got some stylish glassware here.
Yeah, patio.
Patio style.
Plastic.
Yep. Ooh.
All right.
The
Give me a cheers there.
The aroma.
All right, cheers. Hey, this is kind of nice. Ah, not too bad.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
That's really good.
Hey, and on a cooler night like tonight, this is actually pretty good. I was worried the hot weather we'd have warm, curdled milk, but on an evening like this, this is a good drink to
wow, that's to that's
end
beautiful.
The night on.
That's beautiful.
Hey, so you at home, make yourself a White Russian, and if you need me to come over, come on over to my place, and I'll mix you one up. Because
incidentally, these are good year round.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be shy.
You know, one of my favorite seasonal drinks, and we're a ways from this, is a good old rum and eggnog.
Oh, yeah.
The holiday
oh, yeah.
season.
Yep.
Oh, you can't
love
go
that.
Wrong with
love
that.
Love that.
So all the ladies out there, while you're having your pumpkin spice lattes, me and DC are out back enjoying our White Russian. This one's for you, Vladimir Putin.
Woo!
And just make amends with Ukraine. Let's all just, have some peace here.
Let's sit back and chill,
peace,
man.
Peace on earth, yeah. Maybe we'll get him on the show with the other guy, whatever
his name is. Mix him a couple of these bombs and he'd be
he'd tell us all the secrets.
Yeah.
I wonder who's trying to shoot Trump. Well, there's a topic in itself.
That's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
And we're Canadians.
I know. We just get all the news. Well, DC, thanks for coming. Cheers. We're going to finish
you
these White Russians. Thank you at home for listening. And after this, I'll be back to dad duty, and I'll go have to check on our little one, and hopefully she can sleep through the night because daddy's had a couple drinks, and it might be a rude awakening. So fingers crossed. Pray for me. Thank you, everyone, and we'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
See ya.